December 30th, 2019, special meeting at 4:30 p.m.
Are you ready?
You're all set.
Good.
All right. I'd like to welcome everyone to a special town board meeting of the Monroe Town Board for December 30th, 2019, and ask the clerk for a roll call.
Councilman Hogan?
Here.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Here.
Councilman Noonan?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. And would you all rise for the pledge of allegiance?
The pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First item on the agenda, we've got a couple end-of-year budget transfers that we need to accomplish. And I'm looking for a motion to transfer $50,000 from account A6460.4, which is General Economic Development, as well as $40,601 from account A1355.401, which is General Assessor of Legal Services, and $90,601 to account A5132.472, which is General Highway Garage Building Repairs. And the purpose of these transfers is to repair the Highway Garage HVAC system.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call. Actually, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And then the second transfer, also related to highway, this is to upgrade the highway garage fuel system, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on the agenda. So I'm looking for a motion to transfer $6,710 from account A3310.499, which is General Public Safety Traffic Control Striping. And that would be transferred to account A5132.495, which is General Highway Fuel Tanks.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Well, before we go on to item two on the agenda, also under town finances, I'd like a motion to include vouchers number 1289 as well as vouchers number 1299 through 1306 to be included in the December 2019 warrant as audited. The reason for this is that these are unable to be completed due to the early date of the December audit meeting.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
Opposed? No. Motion carries. Well, welcome Postar here this evening. There must be a breaking story in the town of Monroe to fight the weather to come here. All right. Item two on the agenda is the Highway Garage HVAC bids. We received five bids at the bid opening. The first one was from Collette Mechanical Services in Latham. Their bid was $169,138. TMI Incorporated from Troy, their bid was $156,100. The third bid was from R&B Mechanical out of Schenectady. Their bid was $137,900. And the fourth was H.T. Lyons out of Half Moon, and their bid was $158,700. And the final bid was Stance Capital Combustion from Latham, and their bid was $178,000. I know the board has had an opportunity to review the documents, and we have a recommendation from our engineer that's overseeing that repair at the Highway Garage, and their recommendation is to go with the low bid, which is R&B Mechanical in the amount of $137,900 to do the work. We have an official resolution for that purpose. If the board is inclined, we can move that resolution. We can have additional conversation on it, or we can have it now. It's whatever the board's pleasure is.
I'm in support of going forward at this point. I mean, we've got all of our ducks in a row. We've hired the right people to tell us, give us the best advice, and we receive it. So,
you look good?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, so I'll ask the clerk to read the resolution. You have a copy of it right now.
Thank you. Whereas bids for Highway Garage HVAC upgrades were received on December 23, 2019, and whereas the consulting engineers, MH Professional Engineering, PLLC, have submitted their report relative to their analysis of bids, now therefore be it resolved that the recommendation of said engineers be hereby accepted, approved, and adopted, and be it further resolved that Highway Garage HVA upgrades be hereby awarded to R&B Mechanical, 1155 Princetown Road, Schenectady, New York, 12306, in the amount of $137,900. And be it finally resolved that the supervisor is hereby authorized to execute construction contract documentation as required for this reward.
That's an award.
Thank you, Lynn.
This award. Did I say reward?
You did.
I apologize.
It's okay. So moved.
And any discussion? I would just offer that the town attorney has also reviewed the documentation and is okay with us moving forward on that. I think that's in here. Yep, so it says that I'm authorized to execute construction contract. Any other discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And item 3 on the agenda is the town's 5-year recreation master plan. We have had it in draft form as compiled by members of the committee, which included Robert Bittengale as chairman, Elizabeth Bennett, Nancy Carroll, Eric Cirelli, Bridget Crossman, Kevin Crossman, Timothy Dickinson, Bridget Martin, Daniel Underwood, and Jason Bittengale. After the draft was provided to the town board, the town board provided input on recommended changes to that. We did some slight editing, mostly for grammatical. We did change content. And at this time, I would entertain a motion if the board would like to move forward to adopt the Town Monroe 5-year recreation master plan.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? I'd just like to offer my sincere thanks to all those members that put a lot of time and effort into this. This was a priority for the town board. When this administration took over, we think that it charts a path to the future for where we want to go with all the recreational opportunities that we're hoping to offer, and my gratitude as well as the board's to the members who committed their time to bring that to fruition. So thank you to all board members, and I appreciate the board reviewing it to get us to this stage. I think it's very important that in view of the fact that we have so much potential to offer our residents from a recreational standpoint, put it down on paper, chart the future, would be a great thing for all of us.
Echo all those thoughts.
Item 4 on the agenda.
Do we need a vote on
that? Oh, yes, sir. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? No. Motion carries. Item 4 on the agenda is Highway Department requests. We have a request from Paul regarding the Highway Garage's fuel management system and software that is linked to the computer down there. As we were going through the budget process, it was brought to our attention that the computer that operates that system is operating on Windows 7 Professional, and we've been informed that the updates for the system will end in January of 2020. And our options are to either update that system or to replace it. I believe I saw the numbers for replacement in the neighborhood of around $11,000 to do a complete replacement for fuel management system software. The recommendation was to move forward with an update to that system, and that update would cost $6,710. We had one quote. I'm not sure that there's a lot of vendors out there that offer this service, and that was from S&W Services for that amount. My recommendation would be to move forward with that purchase, and that would be $6,710 with vendor S&W Services Incorporated out of East Syracuse, and this money would come from account A5132.495, which has that exact same amount in it.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion?
What does this do for the highway? I mean, it looks like there's a new terminal in here. Or
yeah, so my understanding is that there's swipe cards. Mm-hmm. As you know, REC, different departments use that fuel down there, so it tracks the fuel usage, tracks the truck usage, provides real-time tracking of where the fuel is going.
Okay. And easier to maintain, you know, to say who got it.
Right.
That type of thing. Okay.
Right. That you're not using a key, you know, a padlock or something.
The swipe card?
Yeah. The swipe card.
Great.
Good?
Yes.
All in favor?
Yes.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Item 5 on the agenda is the Water Department. We have a request from Jesse, and this came about, just to update the board, the City of Glens Falls is currently working to install a master meter to track our wastewater that goes across the river to the City of Glens Falls. Mm-hmm. And they had done some, I'll call it, test fits to see what piping they're going to be working with, and is going to require some upgrades to that system. And so I spoke with the water superintendent on this matter, and he said that we really need to have an 8-inch gate valve for the sewer bypass line. He did obtain three quotes for that. First one is Ferguson Water Works, which is, I think that's $1,010.
Yeah, correct.
$1,010 out of Putnam Park. The second vendor, the cost was, the vendor is E.J. Prescott, cost was $1,128. And the third vendor was Core Main Water Elite, and they were at $1,021. Jesse's recommending that we go with Ferguson Waterworks, which is the low cost, and this money would be billed to across all the accounts. Currently, the account that's coming from is 8110.4, which has a balance of $2,800. I don't know if you caught any of that, Jesse. We're just talking about moving forward with the first person waterworks.
8-inch gate valve.
The gate valve for the sewer project?
Yes.
Okay. And we're going to spread that cost across the sewer accounts?
Any sewer account that we have, the 8110.4. There's only one. I think there's only one story.
Oh, okay. I thought there were two. All right.
Motion.
Go ahead.
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion carries. Item six, building department requests. We have a request to replace, actually it has to happen, so Matt's looking for authority from the town board to replace the motherboard for the Canon image machine plotter and scanner that's in that office. He attempted to get three prices. We did get one solid price from National Direct, which out of Schenectady, New York, which gave us a price of $911. He also reached out to Usherwood Office Technology out of Albany, which said that they couldn't give us an accurate price without coming out. Just to come out, there'd be a minimum charge of $150 for the service call, and then whatever the cost was to install the motherboard and to purchase it. But they were unwilling to give us a hard and fast number on that. Same situation with Centurion Business Machines out of Albany, New York. Their service call was $254 plus the cost to install the motherboard, which they really wouldn't give us a price on that without coming out. So my recommendation, as well as the building department's, is to move forward with National Direct, expend $911. For that purpose, the money would come from account B3620.2, which has a current balance of $1,242. And we had budgeted the $2,500 for this purpose in the 2019 budget.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Oh, discussion?
Real quick, do we have an account with anybody for upgrading and maintaining our, this is a plot center, but is this something that
So I reached out to the building department and learned that the 6 years that we've owned that machine, not once has it been serviced, so we're very lucky to get as far as we have. The company is saying that it should be serviced annually.
Right.
So I've asked the department head to get us quotes for 2020 for an annual service agreement on that moving forward.
Okay. And then the copy, I'm just curious, the copy that's in between the clerk's office and supervisor's office, is that something that we go through ceilings or something with, or who we... Did Derek be on that machine already as well? I'm just thinking about the as these go, like a maintenance program with a local vendor or something like that to maintain these things.
So I believe we own them, but I have to double check that.
We own the copier. We have a maintenance agreement with Sealy's.
Oh, we do. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, all right, so we can have further conversations about Sealy's looking at all the machines in our building and buildings. And,
yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
Any other discussion?
Oh.
We got a second on that.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
Opposed? Motion carries. And item seven, transfer station. As we've discussed at previous board meetings, we have an effluent leachate tank at the compactor. Down at our transfer station, this collects any residual runoff that comes out of the compactor. It came to my attention that the tank has never been drained. We have no record of it anyway in the town supervisor's office. And so it was a little bit challenging trying to find someone to take the leachate. To recall a previous board meeting, we found someone that was willing to test it. We had the leachate tested, and it was insignificant for the items that they are required to test for before they'll accept it at the Saratoga County sewer plant. And we reached out to Stone Industries, which has given us a price of $205 per 1,000 gallons to pump out and dispose of the tank. And I actually reached out to another vendor myself, Morningstar. They do not get involved with the disposal of the leachate. And they actually referred us to Stone Industries. So because Stone Industries does business and disposes at the Saratoga County facility, my recommendation would be to go with Stone Industries to have them come pump the leachate out. And I would, because I'm not sure exactly how much is in there, I would recommend that we authorize expending up to $700 for that purpose with Stone Industries.
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion?
Is that a 2,500-gallon tank?
We believe it's 2,500, and then talking with Ted in the past several days, he thought it might be larger. The schematics on that don't indicate it would be bigger than a 2,500-gallon tank, but okay. Nobody seems to know, so I guess we're going to find out. And this would come out of the transfer station account 8160.4, which has a balance of approximately $4,770.96. So, I think we got a second. Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Before I open up to privilege of the floor, I just want to bring the board up to speed, make them aware, and I know they're all aware, because we have all been in contact since Christmas Eve regarding a IT event that the town Moreau experienced on Christmas Eve. It was a virus-related event to our IT system. And very happy to report. Well, I should point out first that it affected the server and a small percentage of employee workstations. Unfortunately, due to a well-designed IT infrastructure that the town had in place, the town experienced no data loss. In addition, no data was compromised, and the town was able to open for business today with no interruption in service to our residents. I would be remiss if I didn't point out the yeoman's work that was done on the part of our deputy supervisor, Alan Mantassel, who essentially quarterbacked all of our efforts to make sure this event would not impact our residents. And he did so working through the holiday with a team of individuals that really knew what they were doing. And so thank you to Alan for that. I appreciate it. The board appreciates it. And I know this could have been a serious issue without your involvement. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Kind of our behind-the-scenes guy.
It all worked out fine.
All right. So I don't have it on the agenda, but as is customary, I do offer a privilege of the floor. Would any member of the public like to address the board? Hearing none, this is our last town board meeting for 2019. It's also the end of the term for Deputy Supervisor Alan Mantassel. He served with distinction for the past 4 years for town and rural residents. And I can tell you that the first 2 years of his term, there's no question that he was a calming voice of reason during a very challenging time here on the board. I was on the board. I had an opportunity to served with several different administrations, and that was one of the more challenging ones. So when I was elected supervisor, I was honored that when I offered Alan the opportunity to serve as my deputy, that he said yes. And, you know, he worked hard for the residents of the town of Monroe. He contributed greatly. The success of our sewer infrastructure coming to our commercial corridor could not have happened without his involvement, day-to-day involvement, and his wise counsel as we worked through the process. 4 years is a long time to commit. Your personal time requires a lot of sacrifice when you serve the public, if you're going to do it right. And it takes time away from your full-time job, if you're still gainfully employed. And it consumes nearly all of your spare time. And most importantly, it takes precious time away from your family. And Alan did an incredible job. So, on behalf of the residents of the town of Monroe, the town board, I want to thank Alan for his friendship, all the work he did to make me look good, which can take a lot of work from time to time, and we wish him all the best in the future. So thank you for that.
Yeah, it's been an honor and a pleasure. I had a lot of fun, learned a lot of lessons. Thank you for the kind words. I'll stay involved and appreciate it.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to that. So,
you said it so eloquently. Yeah. I
would you like a seat reserved?
But he set the bar. He started, I remember when I started, that was 4 years before. I really felt like somebody said to me, it's a good 4 years. And I was like, they're right. I got to year four. And he never, I felt like he had been here all along. He had all this ability and he did so much behind the scenes. You were impressive, Alan. You really were. I really learned a lot from watching you. I wish I could remember half of it. But you had so much to contribute. I'm sorry to see you go. I won't go on. I'll be upset. But I'm sorry to see you go.
Well, again, thank you for the kind words. And you've been a big supporter, and I appreciate the support you gave me along the way.
You've been outstanding. I've been here to see you, sir. And I don't think you can take anything away from anybody else. But you are head and shoulders above most of us. You came in and did a lot.
Thank you.
And if I may add to, again, the same ideas and thoughts that Supervisor Kuzmiers and Councilman LaFerre shared, I felt the same way. You know, I'm finishing my second year here as a council member and still learning more and more every single meeting. And Alan was certainly someone I've looked towards to just, if I wait a second, you know, if we're having a conversation somewhere, your perspective always was respected from me, and I look forward to hearing what it was. Learned a lot from you in the last 2 years. I hope that we can keep some sort of a relationship going here. You've been invaluable to me learning this role as a representative for the folks here in town. So my hat's off to everything you've done for the town and what you provided to me in the last 2 years as a rookie. So thank you.
Again, thank you for the kind words. Anytime you need me, call me. I'm available. I'm absolutely willing to give back. You know, I feel most proud of the fact that I think that the board that's here and the incoming member, you guys are going to continue to move things in the right direction. So just keep up the great work.
And for me, I just want to say thank you very much, and that I don't think that the town of Monroe understands what an asset you've been. And how much we appreciate you as board members to give us those words of wisdom that you've had.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Well, thank you.
You're quite welcome. Well, I'll stay involved, as I said, so appreciate it very much.
All right. So, no other business before us this evening. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, everyone.